from originally from Jamaica, and I've been playing calypso, I mean reggae, Caribbean music for a number of years. Well, since I was a young boy growing up.
So you've had it in your ears your whole life.
Absolutely.
But Chris, you got started in a completely different way.
Yeah, I actually grew up in the Duluth area, and I didn't really get into Caribbean music until my college years. And while I was studying music, classical music over at St. Scholastica, I joined the steel band program there, and one thing led to another, and I just kind of fell in love with the vibe, with the culture, and with the music.
What is it that you love about the steel drum, which is your instrument?
That's a hard question to answer, because I feel like it's one of those things where sometimes you try something and it just clicks with you. And so a lot of people ask me that, and that's kind of the first thing I say. But the second thing I like to bring up is, for me, the steel pan, it's not just an instrument, but it's the story that's behind it that really has a lot of power. Back in the 1930s, the Trinidadians, they basically had their drums, their main instruments, outlawed by the government. So what I love about it is that the Trinidadians responded by simply finding trash on the beaches, these old discarded oil barrels, and just started hitting them and trying to come up with some music, and one thing led to another, and they produced this amazing instrument.
Part of what you're doing is preserving a kind of island musical vibe, like, this song, Makulele. Tropic Steel Drum Band preserves a lot of older music. Is that by design, or is it just your preference?
For me, it's more like a preference. You know, I mean, I've grown up playing these music, and I kind of understand, you know, where a lot of this stuff feeling a lot of people's heart, and, you know, their mind and their soul, and their, you know, I've seen a lot of hungry people in Jamaica, and these are the music that I grew up seeing them, how it just kind of soothes their pain. It heals them in many different ways.
But what kinds of responses do you get in the upper Midwest, which is where you live and play, but it's far away from the Caribbean?
We get a very positive live response. People are very, very happy. They're you know, they're energetic to it, you know. It's like you turn on a switch in them and you know, give them a different kind of a life.
I bet that at a lot of performances, the first thing that happens with audience members is that they sort of discover the drum.
I remember one time I would have people walk by and look underneath the drum, and they're looking all over, and I'm still playing, and at some point I stop and I'm like, what are you guys looking for? And they're telling me, oh, you don't have any wires or any electronics. I'm like, no, it's just metal. It's just a drum, that's it. So for me, it's people just don't even know what to expect with that instrument. It just kind of blows them away.
On many stages, you'll get everybody involved.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the song, we're playing, I'm playing, and then Jobby starts talking to the crowd and talking to the birthday person, saying, hey, come up here and dance, and come up here and try the drum. And all of a sudden, we have this line of people that's stepping in and trying the drum. It's a lot of fun to bring these people in, have them try the drum, maybe do some conga lines or something.
Kajabi, you have found that the word hot works with audiences, and you can use it summer and winter.
Hot in the song, like in the song Hot, Hot, Hot. I mean, if I do it in the Caribbean, I mean, hot, hot, hot is going to be hot, tropical hot, and it's gonna mean you're hot. So it's several ways, you know, it can be perceived. I mean, that's for the summer. In for the winter, if I do hot, hot, hot up here in the winter when it's like 20 below zero, people get so excited, and you can actually see them actually getting hot. You know, they just and. They'll jump to the stage and just go crazy and start a party.
It works no matter what.
Exactly.
Everybody, anybody feeling hot, hot, hot. Party people, all around me feeling hot, hot, hot. Tell me what to do in a time like this. Music sweet.
Tropic Steel Drum Band performs 7 till 8 p.m. Wednesday, July 31st at the Maplewood Library. For information, the web address is jahbeebennett.com. Jahbee is spelled J-A-H-B-E-E. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.